Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. We're here. 4 hours. Starting now. It's kind of like 3 hours and 56 minutes. But starting now, we will be with you into your Saturday, into your weekend, or just at the cusp of it. If you do not get us into Saturday, depending on where in the country you are. Carlos is on the East Coast. I'm in the Central Time Zone. So we like to say that we technically work. I'm starting work on a Friday. I will finish work on a Saturday. We are working 2 days tonight. And we do that 5 nights a week. So we essentially work 10 days a week. So we are hard workers here at the Bart Winkler Show. Plenty to get into tonight is something I always say, whether there is or not. The game that we're following is the Rockets and the Warriors. The Warriors have a chance, Golden State, to win this series and to do it at home. If they do not win the series tonight, it will have to go to a Game 7. That Game 7 will be held in Houston, and I would think that Houston would win that game. If Houston wins that game, they will have come back from a 3-1 series deficit, something that has happened before to Golden State, and it haunts them. It happened in the NBA Finals about 8-9 years ago with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. We are also watching the St. Louis Blues and Winnipeg Jets. The Blues trying to stay alive. At the end of two, it looks like they may do that. They're up 5-1. That would force a game seven as well. One game we are not going to follow or even acknowledge its existence is the Chicago Cubs beating the Milwaukee Brewers 9-0. Right now in the sixth inning. Let's just pretend like that game is not happening.
Go, Cubs, go!
Carlos's Cubs put up 7 in the second. And the Brewers have yet to score. So, a lot to discuss tonight. Also, some more NFL draft stuff. If you've got any thoughts regarding your team or a rival team or a team that you liked, We can take those throughout the night. Again, the phone number is 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A couple of different NBA news and note items that I want to opine on. The big one today is that Greg Popovich officially is going to step down as the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. He has been the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs since 1996 when he was the general manager, and then he fired the coach at the time and then just became the coach and has not given up that post ever since. He did not coach much of this season. He had had some health issues, and so after the season has ended, he is officially stepping down and will no longer be the team's head coach. He has been in that post for a long time. He was the longest running coach in all of the major sports, and that is a post that will now be led by Mitch Johnson, who took over for Popovich on an interim basis after he suffered a mild stroke on November 2nd, and he led the Spurs to a final record of 34-48. That interim tag is going to be removed, and he will be the next head coach. Now, that record that Mitch Johnson had, does that count for him? Or does that count for Pop? Officially, I think officially, it counts for Pop. The 30, they can't, is that how it works? I'm not sure how that works. Or if that's even relevant, I'm just curious because I have this conversation with my father all the time. He coached soccer, high school, boys and girls, and for a couple of years, I was one of his assistants, and there was one tournament he could not make because of another commitment that he had had, and so I coached the team and went 2-1 in the tournament that weekend, and when he celebrated his 500th win, I said, "Daddy, sure that wasn't your 498th win? I mean, technically, I did coach the team, and you were not even there, but apparently, it does go on his record." With the Spurs, Greg Popovich had a tremendous run. He won an NBA record 1,422 games, 29 seasons as the Spurs coach, 5 championships, one of only 5 coaches to do that. He is a Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer. He's piloted teams led by Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. In the last few years, they have not been good. The last few years, I've wondered, why is Pop even still continuing to coach? But now he was on the cusp of this new era with Victor Wembanyama, who they drafted in 2023, and at the time, the Spurs wanted him to continue in that post, so they gave him a 5-year, $80 million contract. Had there not been a stroke, had there not been health issues, it's possible, very possible, very likely that he would still be coaching, that he would have coached through this season, and that he would continue to coach beyond. He was also the head coach for USA Basketball from 2019 to 2021. Greg Popovich officially retiring at the age of 76. You know, I've got a funny Greg Popovich story that I don't know if he wants me to tell, but I'll tell it anyway. is something I've seen like 15 different people say today. Okay, we get it. We get it. I'm happy that Greg Popovich is okay. I'm happy. And it's not like he's retiring either. He's actually transitioning to a different job. He's going to be the team's president of basketball operations. It's just he'll never coach another game today. If you didn't catch the news and just saw the reaction, you might think that he had died. He is alive. He is still working with the Spurs, but he is very much alive. I think he's had a great career. I think he's a tremendous coach. I don't feel the same way about him that other people do. I just don't. And I'm not talking about that people that knew him, people that were like coaches for him or whatever. You've seen there's a lot of funny and good videos that have been going around today, specifically the one where he fouls Shaq 5 seconds into the game and everybody laughs. So there's been a lot of that. And that's fine. I'm like, that's all deserving. He seems like a stand-up guy. He seems like a, you know, I got nothing bad to say about Greg Popovich. It's just, I also don't feel comfortable not even eulogizing him, but to me, he's a coach that retired. He's a coach, a long coach. I read you some of his accolades, and he has retired. He has not had the effect on me that he seems to have on the median NBA fan. And that's fine. Doesn't need to be that way. There's other people that, when they retire, it will affect me more than it will affect you. And I'll react my way, and you can react your way. I never understood why he got to get away with the short answers. I never understood that. I never understood why he got to do one-word answers and we all laughed. Why he got to, like, not give the media what they were looking for. And everyone looked at it as a badge of honor to get popped. I never understood why he got that pass and so many others didn't. That's always bothered me. That's not necessarily Greg Popovich's fault. This is more of a gripe with me and the media, as it were, and the way that we in the media collectively decide to champion some and vilify others. Bill Belichick, another guy that could give short answers, and we loved it. We loved it. But then if some of these other guys won't talk, it's we hate them. Cam Newton's the one that comes to my mind. Marshawn Lynch. And you may have forgotten that Belichick used to be a football coach in the NFL with everything that's gone on in the last week. I saw an article written today about Belichick, and it's like, the sports media world did itself a disservice by making fun of Belichick and like worrying and caring about that story. Yeah, we don't want to worry or care about that story. But it's like in our face all the time. Bill Belichick started dating this child, 24 years old. And everyone's like, huh, well, to each their own. And then they made it a thing. I'm telling you, they made that a thing. That's not on us. Shiny object. We're not supposed to talk about it. This is all this business is talking about shiny objects. So, respectfully disagree with the tenor of that piece. So Greg Popovich, again, I gave you his accolades. He had a tremendous career. There's few better that have ever done it. But now, to me, the Spurs have a new head coach, and his name is Mitch Johnson. I hate to be so cold and callous, but that's I don't get an emotional reaction from Greg Popovich retiring. If I just want to be straight up, because I don't want to, like, say all these nice things about him and fake it. And he's a guy that retired. He's a guy that retired. He's a guy that had a great career and he retired, and I am going to move on with the rest of my day. The next longest tenured active head coach in all of sport is now Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, at 18 seasons, is now the guy who's had his job the longest. John Harbaugh and Eric Spoelstra, Ravens and Heat, are tied for second. And then following that up, John Cooper with the Lightning, Andy Reid with the Chiefs, and then Steve Kerr with the Warriors. And then you'd probably never guess the one that's tied with him at 11 seasons. Apparently Kevin Cash has been the Rays GM for 11 years. What? How? I'm triple checking right now. Yep. Insane. Kevin Cash, Rays manager, 11 years. Well, that is something. Mitch Johnson going to take over. They're not going to look for a search. There's plenty of other people that have been assistants to Greg Popovich. That's another great thing about his career, is he's got a wildly vast coaching tree. One way or another, he has affected a lot of the guys that you see that are coaching in the NBA or even in college today. If you look at the guys that have been assistants or that have played for Popovich, I mean, there's so many people in the league. You can almost connect everybody at least from 3 degrees to Popovich. Steve Kerr, Doc Rivers, Ime Udoka, they all played for Pop. Will Hardy with the Jazz, Mitch Johnson, Quinn Snyder. They were all assistants, or Quinn Snyder was a member of the Austin Toros in the G League under Pop. Spoelstra and Jamal Mosley, assistants. And then plenty of guys that were assistants to somebody. They were assistants to Popovich. Like Mike Budenholzer was an assistant to Popovich. Charles Lee was an assistant to Coach Bud. Now he's with the Hornets. Monty Williams was an assistant to Popovich. Willie Green with the Pelicans. Greg Popovich had Mike Brown as an assistant. Kenny Atkinson was an assistant to Mike Brown. Doug Christie was an assistant to Mike Brown. It's all over the league. The three guys that you have to go further out to are David Adelman, who was an assistant to Mike Brown, who was an assistant to Michael Malone, Jordy Fernandez, Chris Finch, and then Nick Nurse was an assistant to Brian Gates, who was an assistant to Monty Williams, assistant to Popovich. So every coach in the league have at least 3 degrees of separation to Pop, or at least most of them. You got to stretch a little for J.B. Bickerstaff and Rick Carlisle, but there's still connections if you want to look for it. So his efforts, vast, his career, Hall of Fame. I think why I'm coming at it like this is I've just seen so many people almost like sad. And I don't have that emotion, so I'm just presenting it to you as news. Was Greg Popovich one of the greatest coaches ever? Yeah. Is he a Hall of Famer? He already is. Which direction should the Spurs go in? Well, I mean, they went with continuity. I don't know. This seems kind of matter of fact to me, so I'm not going to bring any tears out here. But congrats to Greg Popovich, who, again, is not dead and is still an employee of the Spurs. In fact, the president of basketball operations. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. More interim titles shredded today. The Suns make an interesting move. Not necessarily the firing, but more so the guy they hired in his place. We'll get into all that coming up throughout the show tonight. And now it's 10-0 Cubs. Great. I was hoping for a comeback. 888-710-4ISN. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
That is Becky Hammon, head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. She was an assistant with Greg Popovich for a long time, and it did look like she was on a track to one day become the first female head coach in the NBA. She was a name that was thought of being possibly somebody that could, even though she's got a job and she's happy with it, take over as the new head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, but they are not even doing much of a search process. They've pretty much had their guy in place for the better part of a decade, that being Mitch Johnson. So he's been with the organization for a long time. He was an assistant with the Austin Spurs starting in 2016, came up to the San Antonio Spurs in 2019, was the interim head coach this season, and is going to take over on a full-time basis. Greg Popovich stepping down after 29 years as the head coach, transitioning, though, to the president of basketball operations. So he is still a part of the organization. How much of the day-to-day he actually does, we do not know what that will look like. Is he clocking in at 9, leaving at 5, staying later on game nights? I don't know, but that is the title that they have given him, and he continues to have gainful employment with the San Antonio Spurs. Spurs are a team that we're ready for them. I think the NBA is ready for them to be good. Last couple of years hasn't been great. They got Victor Wembanyama, and then they don't make the playoffs first year. He misses the second half of the season this year. Let's see the Spurs back in the playoffs, I think, is what a lot of us are kind of thinking of. They got De'Aaron Fox, who they made a trade for. They got Devin Vassell. They got Keldon Johnson. They got Harrison Barnes. All these guys under contract. Stephon Castle. There's a lot of guys that are under contract that have been a part of this organization. Now, they are one of these teams Mitch Johnson could walk into a situation where not only does he have Victor Wembanyama, but he also has Giannis Antetokounmpo. There are a lot of these trade proposals being bandied about, and I want to look at some of those with you guys a little bit later. Because as we've been talking about Giannis this week, I'll reiterate what I said last night. Any conversation that you want to have about Giannis starting 3 days ago is fair game about his future with the Milwaukee Bucks. Up until the point where he either gets traded or it's clear that he's not going to get traded. This is the window. This is the eye of the storm when we can actually talk about it. If Giannis does not get traded, it's off the table. It is off the table because it's clear not going to happen. If it doesn't happen now, this is the time to do it. It's off the table. It's the eye of the storm also because it never should have happened before even this point. Other teams can wish and hope and dream, but it was never a realistic possibility that Giannis Antetokounmpo was going to be traded from the Milwaukee Bucks to anybody. This is the most likely that it's been because the Bucks are in a situation where they can't really do much. They've got Damian Lillard, who had a successful surgery today, making $56 million to rehab. They've got no control of their first-round picks in the years that they do have first-round picks leading up to 2031. A lot of us like to chant in Milwaukee, Bucks in six. That goes back to when Brandon Jennings said they were going to beat the LeBron James-led Miami Heat in six. They promptly got swept, but Bucks in six has become a rallying cry. The NBA Finals that they won, they actually did win at Pfizer Forum in six. If they keep Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think Bucks in six is still alive. It's just probably more like Bucks in 6 years because they don't have a lot of resources to put around him. So the Spurs could be a target, and we'll look at that a little bit later on. Elsewhere in the NBA, you saw that the Memphis Grizzlies, who were also in an interim situation once they got rid of Taylor Jenkins before the season's close, they had an assistant that they liked, Tuomas Issalo. He coached overseas, very offensive-minded. He's taken over. They're going to give him the full-time job. He becomes the first Finnish-born head coach in NBA history. And the Phoenix Suns made a move this week where they fired James Jones. James Jones had been in the front office, former player, used to play with LeBron on those teams. He'd been in the front office since 2017 and was the GM since 2019. He was the president of basketball operations in 2022. That was a year after the Suns made the NBA Finals. So they fired him. Suns have been bad for a while. Yeah, it's not too big of a surprise. But they're replacing him with Brian Gregory. They're replacing him with Brian Gregory. And that's a little bit of a head scratcher because he's got no NBA experience at all. If you know his name at all, it's because you love college basketball. And I don't mean like you like college basketball. Maybe I don't even mean you love college basketball. I mean college basketball is your everything. He was the coach at Dayton from 2003 to 2011. Brian Gregory taking over front office for the Suns. Georgia Tech, he was there from 2011 to 2016. South Florida, the next 6 years after that. He wasn't even that good of a coach. He had three seasons above 500 in his last two stops, spanning the last 12 years. So what's the connection? Well, Matt Ishbia, Suns owner, little known fact, he actually did play college ball. He was a walk-on at Michigan State under Tom Izzo from 1999 to 2003. And Brian Gregory was an assistant coach there. So, they have roster construction needs. They have a salary cap minefield they have to navigate. Usually in that spot, you hire somebody that has an understanding of the CBA and maybe the NBA trade market, how it works. But they hired somebody instead who went 10-26 in the American Athletic Conference during their last two seasons as the head coach. So once again, folks, it's not what you know. It is who you know. And that is the move made by the Suns. So the Suns making a move this week, the Grizzlies making it official, and then Greg Popovich stepping down and Mitch Johnson taking that role in San Antonio. One NBA game in action tonight. It's at half. Houston's up 53-48 on the Warriors. There is a game tomorrow. It's a game 7, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, TNT with the coverage. It's a game 7 between the Clippers and the Nuggets for the right to face the Thunder. Had the Lakers won the other night, they would probably be in action tonight as well. But that did not occur because they lost in 5 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. So the Lakers lost, and you could probably have set your clock to it, but we did get an update that one of the reasons they lost was, oh, LeBron James was actually hurt. Okay? We're being told that during the game on Wednesday, he suffered a grade 2 MCL sprain in his left knee. The recovery timeline is 3 to 5 weeks. And had there been a game 6 against Minnesota, he would not have played in it tonight. We also found out that Austin Reeves was playing through a left big toe sprain in the playoffs. He was supposed to miss 2 to 4 weeks, but avoided walking on it during off days so that he could keep playing with the Wolves. I'm not disputing that these guys are hurt. I'm not saying anybody's lying or embellishing. I am noticing a pattern of when teams bow out of the playoffs or their season goes awry, they claim that they were hurt and that led to their dismissal. Kirk Cousins, remember all season he played and we're like, what's wrong? And he's like, nothing. And then after the season, he's like, oh, actually, I was really hurt, though. Oh, you were? Wow. Yeah, if you were hurt, that would explain why you were bad, but you're telling us now. Okay, I see. I see. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Again, could the Spurs be a landing spot for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Could LeBron James have another landing spot? Maybe LA's not the last stop for him. We can get into some of that stuff with you guys in hour number 2. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Right now, let's get an update with Marco Belletti.
The biggest moments in the games. The biggest voices in sports. The heartbreak.
because the MRI showed that that I have to retire.
The celebrations. It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Oh, I missed that try-hard Chandler Urban. It is the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Friday.
Bulletin Blitz.
Friday, May 2nd, 2025. I won't get a chance to do this because I won't be here on Sunday. Hopefully, I'll be two margaritas deep. But may the 4th be with all of you Star Wars nerds. We'll be back on Cinco de Mayo, and hopefully my hangover won't be that big.
We'll be back on what?
Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May.
Around here we call that Winco de Mayo.
Yeah, around here we don't. So let's go to the Clippers Winco and the Nuggets. This is the most interesting series that nobody's watching. I've said that a couple of days ago. I stand by that. The Clippers are forced to Game 7. They beat the Nuggets 111-105. James Harden, how about posting up a team-high 28 points? Kawhi finishing off with 27 and 10 rebounds. Kawhi says, hey, James Harden, this guy's the one that comes through in the clutch.
He's been here before. Like I said before, guys have games when they don't play well during the season. So, it's just another game, so I knew he was going to be able to come back, and or he was going to be aggressive and try to get to his spots. And, you know, his skill showed that he was able to make shots tonight.
How does this series not have any aura, as they say?
Zero. There's no juice.
That doesn't make any sense.
None.
The Nuggets against the Clippers.
They're two solid teams. The Nuggets are not that far removed from a championship.
Jokic, and Harden, Kawhi.
A lot of star power.
What are we doing?
Make sense.
I mean, unless we're misreading the situation, it's just not. The Warriors get the attention. The Knicks, I guess. The Lakers. I mean, this series is giving us exactly what we're looking for when it comes to playoff basketball, and it does not seem like anybody's interested in it.
I think there was so much fascination and so much glazing over the Lakers with the LeBron and Luka tandem that people were just ready to anoint them the Kings of the West. Well, that was a bit premature because I actually think Minnesota is the best team left in the West along with Oklahoma City. That's the series I want to see. Both of these teams, they're really good, but I don't think anybody gives them a puncher's chance to advance, so maybe they're just not getting invested. But let's go to Jamal Murray.
This was the Western Conference Final, it would have juice.
Yeah, but the fact it's the first round.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other things going on.
Well, Game 7 will be played in Denver tomorrow. That's Saturday for everybody, regardless of what part of the country you're in. Jamal Murray, what's the biggest key heading into Game 7?
It's a positive mindset towards your teammates and a loose feeling for yourself individually. I think those are very key, but one guy can have a really good game, you can still lose a Game 7. So everybody's got to bring it emotionally, mentally, and physically, spiritually, and I think if we do that, we'll be a good place.
Are we thinking you saw Memphis take their interim coach and make him a full-timer? You saw the Spurs take their interim coach and make him the full-timer. David Adelman's having the most success out of anybody. He's a Game 7 of a first round series. He has to be the Nuggets' next head coach, right? Or do they move on even from him, an assistant there since 2017? Maybe they want to make a bigger splash for Jokic, but Jokic has been there the entire time that this guy has. So if you would think there's any, but we don't know yet. We'll find out after their season comes to an end, which I thought the Clippers would win this series. I guess I still do. The game's in Denver, right, tomorrow?
Yeah, game's in Denver, and that's why I'm picking Denver.
Yeah, it's that 52-80, man.
Yep.
They got the advantage. They got the altitude. They do.
That altitude. Let's go to the other series that closed out last night. The Knicks will take out the Pistons at 6. Jalen Brunson, game-winning three, your finals 116 and 113. He led all scorers with 40 points. Cade Cunningham for Detroit had 23, but, you know, obviously the loss is the biggest thing. Tom Thibodeau, head coach for the Knicks, says Jalen Brunson's always at his best when his best is needed.
The Jalen shot, what can you say? You know, timely, you know, he's at his best when his best is needed. He's done it all year. That's what makes him special.
Did I see some crazy hyperbole about Jalen Brunson's standing in Knicks history?
Yes, there is a lot of chatter, if you will, in the New York metropolitan area.
Not even that. I saw Jay Williams on ESPN today, too, say, I think we're watching the greatest Knick ever to play in that Knick uniform. Jay Williams, of any broadcaster that exists today, is the most prisoner of the moment guy that we have. The most I play that clip sometimes of when Giannis resigned with the Bucks, and they say, are they the favorite to win the championship? And he goes, I don't know. Have you seen the Lakers and what Talen Horton Tucker's been doing in the preseason? I mean, what? Let's, like, of all the Knicks that have ever played, Brunson deserves his recognition, but let's relax, man. Let's relax.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do, you got to pump the brakes, as the kids say. We're doing way too much here. All right, well, let's sneak in some hockey here because the NBA isn't the only playoffs that's going around.
Gulp.
Yes, hockey. It's the black object. It's called a puck, and you hit it with something called a stick. It looks kind of like a broken L, and they do it on ice. Well, the Oilers and the Kings, they had a dramatic series for the fourth year in a row. The Kings are going home courtesy of Edmonton. Let's do a back-to-back here. I wanted to hear from Connor McDavid from the winning team on the mindset after closing out the series. And we're going to hear from Anze Kopitar as well on losing to the Oilers again for four straight seasons in the postseason.
You need everybody feeling good about themselves, and everybody should. We had different guys step up at different times throughout the series, and everybody should feel good and proud of that and ready to carry that into another tough opponent.
Especially having home ice and off to a good start with the first two games, winning the first two games, and then just not able to, you know, to close games out, and it cost us in the end.
It has got to be excruciating if you're a Kings fan. You won the title about 12 years ago, so you got that in your back pocket. Pretty nice. But since then, they have not gotten out of the first round in the years where they do make the playoffs. The last 4 years, they've made the playoffs. The last 4 years, they've played the Oilers, as you mentioned. The last 4 years, they've lost to them in 7 and 6 and 5. And again, in 6, that has just got to be excruciating for Kings fans, but also the guys that have been on that team year in and year out. We talked about it a little bit from the fan perspective last night, but if you're a player, man, that is brutal. Oilers going on, they'll take on the Golden Knights.
And let's slide over to the other series where there's going to be another Game 7. Coincidentally, another Denver team is in the mix of it. The Colorado Avalanche, they scored four goals in a third period. They won Game 6 over 7-4 over the Dallas Stars. This is the best series in the first round for the NHL, the Dallas-Colorado series. The Avalanche came in trailing by one. Valeri Nichushkin went crazy. Again, they scored four goals in a third period. So here's their head coach, Jared Bednar, says the team played just like you would expect with their backs against the wall.
We competed to win tonight. That's what we did. Very similar to Game 4 in our building, and both of them, you know, must wins for me. And our team responded. Hopefully we do it one more time.
If you're a Denver fan, now you've got a different problem on Saturday night. The Avalanche play at 6 o'clock local, I believe, and the Nuggets play at 5:30 Mountain Time. So the two teams that you follow are both in Game 7s, and they're essentially at the same time. Now, why is that? Well, ABC has got the hockey rights in this series. TNT, the basketball rights. They're just trying to do what's best for them. So they both put the game in prime time. neither station is going to go to the other, or neither league is going to go to the other and say, hey, let's do what's best for Denver. No, they want the primetime audience regardless. So you got to go two TVs or you got to go to a bar. It's kind of stupid, but that is what is going on with Denver. A little lower stakes for St. Louis tonight because they've got their Blues. Looks like they're up 5-2 right now against the Jets. They should win that one. But all of this is happening downtown. The Blues are playing downtown at their arena. The Cardinals are playing at home at Busch. And then a couple blocks away, the St. Louis Battlehawks. Three teams, three events, three games. All within about a 12-block radius. So a couple of busy cities on this busy weekend. It is the Busy Bart Winkler Show. We'll be back coming up next.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.